the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here, and thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about where the kingdom resides. Does it truly reside in you? Luke writes in Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 20, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here' or 'See there.' For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you." The gospel picture of Jesus is that of a person exquisitely focused on and attuned to their emotions and uninhibited in expressing them. I want to say that again. The gospel picture of Jesus is that of a person that is uniquely attuned to their emotions and uninhibited in expressing them. We can find in Jesus no attitude of scorn or contempt, fear or ridicule. We don't find this attitude of rejection of feelings or being fickle or flaky or unreliable. I mean, there were sensitive emotional antennas out there to which he listened carefully and through which Jesus perceived the will of God the Father for congruent speech and action. There's an untapped mine of spiritual wisdom in the slogan, "If it feels good, do it." Good feelings, consonant with our faith commitment and intellectual perception, are signals for creative Christian conduct, fruitful for ourselves, others, and the building of the kingdom. The light we are seeking is inside us. So often we seek for God in this willy-nilly fashion, and we don't find him until we return to ourselves. But when we return to ourselves, there he is. In active listening to our feelings, we encounter the holy, not in the earthquake or the fire outside, but like Elijah, in the sound of a gentle breeze within us. The King of God is in our midst, my friend, within our soul. The kingdom resides in us. The question today is, how do you tune the ear of your heart and your soul to perceive the kingdom will of God in your life today? Let our prayer be, Jesus, give me a heart attuned to my feelings, seeking the within me kingdom in order to express your will as I live for you and desire your passion, your focus for my life this day. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.